Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sandra Bueno with Life to Win for our youth radio and Power to Be You. And I welcome you today on this 30-minute presentation and coaching program. Today, I have a very special guest with me. And I am committed to really being able to present to the listening audience examples of leaders and people who are making a difference in our world. And today's guest is truly an exception. He is a young person who has led his life in a direction of understanding that life is based on the decisions that he makes as well as the opportunities that are afforded to him. And he is a role model. He is a person who has lived a life where, though there has been constraints, he has still managed to be able to put himself on a path of making a difference for himself and for others. And because I am so involved with Rise to Win and what this means on a community level, on a national level, and on a world level, he is the first young person that I am featuring on Rise to Win for our youth radio. And he is from my community. He is from the West Palm Beach community. And when I first came across my guest, how I came about learning about him was through Urban Youth Impact. And most of you have heard, a couple of days ago, I just had the program director, Pam Newsom, on the show. And she shared with us what this community organization is. Well, my guest, he has been a student, he has been a representative of the organization, and his story, a story that he wrote, was featured on that website. So that's how he and I came across, and right now I'd like to present you to him. His name is Emmanuel. I'm going to keep his last name private just for safety reasons, but Emmanuel is here joining us. Emmanuel, are you on the line?
Yes, how are you doing?
I am doing excellent. Thank you, and welcome on Power to Be You and Rise to Win.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
And how was your Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful. I had plenty of food and leftovers.
So. Well, good, good, good. And now you're actually off today, aren't you?
Right.
From school. And that's excellent, because I know that you're so busy with doing so many different things between your academics and then your after-school program, and definitely working on your own school and working on where you're going, and then your chores, I believe, that you also have over the weekend, don't you?
Right.
Well, good, well, good. I want to give, I have your bio, and I'd like to just give a little bit of background information on you and then open up the floor so that you can share with us a little bit about yourself and also, maybe some of the situations that you have been on through that have led you to making the decisions that you have made. How does that sound to you?
Okay.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to say that you are 17 years old, according to your bio. Is that correct?
Correct. According to my birth certificate.
Oh, good, good. Good. Well, you were raised also in the Circle City by your grandmother, who adopted you at the age of 6, at which time you moved to West Palm Beach.
Right.
And
I moved to West Palm Beach, 2003.
And how old were you then?
I was probably around 11 or 12.
Okay, and now it says that also you have been attending church from very early on, thus the Bible and Christianity has really played a big role in your life.
Right.
And because of that now, you are also involved as a keyboardist and an assistant music director at your church.
Correct.
And then you're also a member of a singing group?
Yes, for about a couple years ago, a friend and I had the idea to start singing together because he played the drums, I played the keyboard, and one of our other friends sang, so we got together and just started singing, and it started at our church, and we went to a couple other churches and sing as well. So
now do you guys go to different churches and sing as well?
No, we go to the same church.
Okay, and how many people are in the group, or is it your friend and yourself?
It's just three of us.
Good. So you're like three tenors. Into the two tenors, right? And how long have you been doing that for?
About 2 years.
About 2 years. Okay, that's excellent. That's good. And are you continuing on with the whole music?
Yes, I still meet people at my church. Yeah.
Do you have a lot of different young people that seem to be interested in what you're in music and what you're showing?
I've met a few. Our church doesn't have a really big youth group, so it's kind of hard to find kids that's interested. But I've met a few kids who are interested in music and the like. So.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice because I know a couple of programs that, like the Save the Music program and artistic programs that facilitate bringing music to the young, younger population. So that's something that's really nice and it's really interesting because all it takes is one person. You know, you've already started. Like you began, and you said you had the idea, and then you went and you got your friend, and there both of you are at your church, leading the way. So that's something that's great to already have on that, on that vision board of things to come. So start writing them down. So that's really great. Now you also said that you were you were homeschooled.
Yes, I was homeschooled since pre-K until last year when I went to the 10th grade at Palm Beach Lakes High School.
Yeah, that's a lot. And how did you find that experience?
It set me apart from a lot of other people. People would look at me and say, "Oh, you're homeschooled? What's that like?" It was fun, but it kind of gave me a more of an insight because I learned certain things that I wouldn't normally learn in public school. But then also, when I started coming to public school, I learned things I didn't learn being homeschooled or I wouldn't have learned. So it was good, but I also like public school as well.
There's, there are a lot of, there's the pros and the cons, as far as that you were in it, you were taught from pre-K all the way up to 10th grade, which is a major part of your life of growing up and of establishing yourself and finding out who you are and your identity. But also, like you said, it set you apart because it also kept you perhaps from following a path that you might have gotten swayed in a certain direction, or you would have been a witness to certain things that might have not helped you. So, and you're able to now turn back and say, okay, well, these were the great things from it. This is what I learned. And the results are that here you are, in my opinion, just a leading young person who truly has an amazing future before him. And for you, I find that from my interaction with you, and just knowing that you've done so much and you're doing so much and you're such a gifted person, just your abilities and who you are as a human being, I think is commendable. And yeah, I'm so happy to know that this is your experience and that through your experience you can influence so many others because you've been through it. So what I say is congratulations right off the top. Even though you're still going. So let's move over now to, you said it was funny because you say that you are a good student and you have a 3.6 GPA.
Right.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Would you say you're hard on yourself?
Actually, I would say I'm not as hard on myself as I should be because I could be doing better, but yeah.
Well, you're not doing bad. You could be doing way, way worse, and that's actually very good. Now, you have, in addition to your schooling and your academics, you're also involved in an after-school program and in various groups as well. Can you tell us about that?
Since last year, when I first started Palm Beach Lakes, I entered into the Center for Pre-Law, which is a magnet program at Palm Beach Lakes, the only one of its kind in the school district. And because of that, I got involved in the Palm Beach Lakes mock trial team and the Palm Beach Lakes debate team. And so that kind of set me up for the kind of opportunities that I gained during the summer and where I work now. So.
And how come you got involved in the magnet program and also with the mock trial and debate team? Why is that important to you?
Because from about the time I was like 13 or 14, I had wanted to become a lawyer and be involved in law and government. And my dream is kind of to become the first black Chief Justice of the United States. And so to follow that dream, I decided that I had to pursue a career in law. And so when I learned about the opportunity to become part of the Center for Pre-Law at Palm Beach Lakes, I jumped on it.
That is excellent. That just brought the biggest smile to my mouth, because when you say to become the first black Chief Justice of the United States, how much more real is that today than it was a month ago?
It is so real because of the election of President Obama. I was so happy when I heard the news. Just brought a smile to my face. But so it's just that now I think people in my world have more of an opportunity to become who they want to be. It's always been that way, but now it's even more so.
Now it's real. Now it's real because you can see it.
Right.
You know, it's not just about thinking it, or and that's what I've always said. It's about changing the what I call the paradigm, but it's basically changing the environment in which youth are growing up now, especially the at-risk youth, where if they only see bad things and they only see crime, they only see violence, and they only see vulgarity, and they only hear bad things, you know, that's who your mind is constantly focusing on, and you can only but relate to that in a way of a survival tactic. Like, how do I survive this? You know, how can I get over this? How can I not become a victim? But when you're able to see something different, when you're able to see light, when you're able to say, you know, like in this case, is that hope that President-elect Obama shares with the world, you know, that here he made it, he believed in a dream, and here he's making something that we have never seen before happen. It's amazing because also his whole entire journey up to now, what he has had to do throughout his life, now comes into place. Where, you know, one of the things that I've always heard is when you, for example, an actor you can watch or even a actual more like an artist, a dancer you can watch in a recital or in a play or in an event, and you can look at their skill and know that they have spent countless hours and years honing that skill. However, when you look at a person where you don't see that physical exemplification of what they've done, you don't really know. And, you know, in this case with Obama, he's had to do so much, and he had to go to law school. He had to get involved just like you. You know, and he's had to start early on knowing and believing that there was a purpose for his life and that he really wanted to do something great. And here he is now creating so much for so many people.
Right.
I think that destiny is great, and I'm so happy that you are where you are now, because I do see so much that you have that's just putting you in the right way. Now, you also tell me about how you got involved with the West Palm Beach Police Athletic League program.
Well, I believe in 2005 or 2006, I went to their summer program, and then I heard about their youth leadership program, and so I signed up for that, and I was there for about over a year. And it's basically a program that tries to build leadership among young people. We do volunteer hours. We go to different places, and we might pick up trash along Military Trail or 45th Street, or we might go paint houses, or we might go clean out the city vehicles, or what have you.
So it's a way for you to get involved with the community.
Right.
And also learn about leadership while you're there?
Correct. After about like a year in the program, after about so many community service hours, you go to Orlando where they have speakers come in and speak about leadership, speak about how you can make a difference in your community. and basically take that and inside of you and take it back home with you.
And how has that been for you?
It's been great. It's really kind of helped develop me as a leader and help continue my process of growing.
Do you find yourself that within your peer group and in your school that you behave differently, that you think differently, that you make different choices?
Yes and no. A lot of the kids that I hang out with at school, most of them think and act the same way I do, but there's a few of us that I hang out with that don't. It's also kind of evident in some of my classes how me and a few of my friends act differently and come at things from a different approach than others do. So I think that's basically what's made me who I am.
See, that's so important, because one of the things that you just said is the people that you are, your peer group, thinks similarly. And that would say to me, you know, kind of birds of a feather, what is it? Birds of a feather flock together?
Birds of a feather flock together, yeah.
There you go, you know? And that's the old way of saying it. The new way of saying it, especially in coaching, is who your peer group, determines who you are. You know, you look at your five people nearest you, and your life tends to be a reflection of their life. So in your case, you're hanging around with people who share like-mindedness, and you're doing, maybe pursuing life from the same or similar perspectives of, you know, looking forward. Would that, is that something that's similar? Like, what do you all tend to think about, or what's the mindset of your group?
Well, a lot of my friends that I hang out with, we like to pursue a career in law, not necessarily become a lawyer, but either law enforcement or civil law or criminal law or what have you, or government. And we also are kind of more serious. We joke around and have our fun, but we also just don't mess around. We tend to take school seriously, not like some other kids who don't really care about what their grades are or what they're doing in class.
And why do you think that is? Why do you think most of you want to pursue a life of working within the law, the judicial? Why do you think that's important?
For you and for your friends.
It's the reason why. There's a reason. There's a catalyst that's leading you guys towards that direction. Because you could have picked, you know, you could have picked anything else. You could have been like any other young person or young man who wants to be an NBA star or who wants to be a race car driver. You guys are actually focusing on going in and working with the law and working with, you know, there's a reason behind it. There's something that's moving you toward it.
For me, I had always wanted to become involved in politics and government, and law is just a very important way to get me there. And then I'd also wanted to be a football player too, but I know I didn't have the skills to become in the NFL right yet. So that was one thing. For my friends, a lot of them also wanted to become lawyers, and that's why they're in the pre-law program. So that's kind of why we want to pursue a career in law.
Now, do you think that because where you live, the community that you live in, you're here in West Palm Beach, in an area where unfortunately we see so much of the violence, of the young violence and the gun violence, the drugs, the gangs, do you think that that has anything to do with also that desire to follow through?
Yes, because it's the point of you have a dream and you know you have opportunity to get to that dream. Then you look around you and you see so many people who have had dreams and either didn't have the opportunity to get to those dreams or didn't use their opportunities. And it makes you realize what you have, it makes you more thankful what you have and to use that opportunity.
You said it best when you wrote the story that appealed to me, where I saw so much through the story. This story touched my heart, and it was a story that was put on the Urban Youth website entitled Heartbeats from the Hood. And you wrote this back in, actually, tell us how come you wrote this story.
This is for a essay contest in the area that I lived in, Dunbar Village. It was sponsored by the West Palm Beach Dispatch Operations for the police department. And the theme was My World, My Life, My Truth. And originally, I was just writing it to win the prize, which was, I think, $150 or something like that. And as I was writing it, I took it more seriously. And I was just trying to take in advantage my life, how I fit in to this community, and what I felt the truth about fixing the problems that I saw occurring would be.
And I have mentioned this this community before last year. For those of you who are not familiar with Dunbar and the Dunbar incident, it was a rape case that took place last year in June, and it was in June, correct? Or was
Pardon?
It earlier? Was it in June?
June 15th, 2007.
2007, where about 10 to 12 youths entered a woman's home and raped her in front of her 10-year-old son, and that got a lot of media coverage, and of course there were a couple of different initiatives that were taken. And the story that Emmanuel wrote was called My Life, My World, My Truth. And I want to just read just the initial paragraph, but the entire story is just beautiful. And then it was beautifully created in the words that you said and the truth that you shared, which truly is what's magnificent about it. Here you are, a young person who was willing to say and to claim what adults would not be willing to publicly. They would say it behind doors, but they wouldn't. So I will definitely bring that part up because it just warrants that all the attention it deserves. Here's the introduction. While the media paints Dunbar Village as a dangerous, crime-ridden neighborhood, I'm not fearful to walk out my front door or through the community, though I admit that it's not the safest place in America. But I don't hang out in my neighborhood that much anyway. It's not that I'm afraid of anything. It's just that I have better things to do, and I don't want to even take the risk of getting myself involved in trouble. I try to keep myself busy with activities that will help me be a productive individual and not the stereotypic urban black teenager. That's to be, and you wrote this, you were 16, to be 16 and be able to have that awareness within you where you are taking responsibility for your life and you are seeing, you're projecting yourself forward. That takes vision. Emmanuel, that is something that even adults don't have.
Right.
You realize that?
Yes.
See, and modesty too. I think it's just an amazing thing to be able to meet a young person who has this capacity and whose life, you know, what I want to get out of this is to really truly be able to present you in a way that other people are inspired and that adults can look at your life and your choices and realize that your life has been shaped because people and opportunities have also been placed there for you. Like you said, somebody came, the West Palm Beach Police Department created this initiative to have a contest. And then they decided that they were going to give an award. And here you saw it. Where did you see the ad?
Where did I see the ad?
Or how did you find out about this contest?
Oh, they sent a little newsletter to everybody that lived in the community.
See? And then you picked it up. But it took the initiative also for you to recognize an opportunity and jump at it. And you jumped at it because there was a motivator. And the motivator was the prize money. Correct? And then when you started taking the initiative and you started writing, all of a sudden, your truth came out.
Right.
You know, what you wanted to say, and you were able to portray something that people wouldn't have been able to portray, and now it's immortalized because now you wrote it, now it's in the internet. Now, how did I get to know you? Through this letter.
Right.
You know, and now you're here. And it's taken us probably about a month of going back and forth and telephone calls and emails for us to finally be able to have a moment where we could actually make this happen, where now you are being recorded. And what's going to go forward from here on in is this is an example, and this can very well get to the ears of, you know, President-elect Obama. We have no idea, but it's just about being willing for all of us to engage in one way or the other and truly create something. I mean, for me, you are an ambassador, and for me, you are a model of what Rise to Win is. And you are able to present yourself from both sides, from the young side and from an adult side, also from the recipient to the person that receives, and also from that giver, because you are a giver. So, you know, I can't say more about you because then, you know, I'll continue talking about you. And I just think it's phenomenal. Now, I do want to read the rest of this, but I also don't want to take more time from just sharing about you. Here's something that you say that I think is very, very important. There are numerous causes of the problems in America's urban neighborhoods, like Dunbar Village, that need to be solved so that the affliction in the inner city can be stopped. Things like lack of education, youth pregnancy, youth STD infections, drugs, dropout rates, economics, the percentage of black men in prison, the percentage of single-parent families, etc. These problems are some of those that led to the kind of communities that others and I live in. And if attitudes and government policies don't change, then these communities, or worse, will be what future generations will inhabit. We need to take a serious look at these problems, and most of all, ourselves, because the sources and solutions of and for these problems reside with us. That's worthy of, like, a book, a total book itself. Sounds like what Hillary Clinton said in It Takes a Village. You know? It's amazing, Emmanuel. But tell me some, I know how you also got involved with Urban Youth. How did that come about? And we actually only have 3 minutes, though.
Okay, well, I'll make it quick. A couple years ago, I was involved in their summer work program. And then I became involved in their after-school program, where I was the 2007-2008 student of the year. And then this summer, Bill knew that I wanted to become a lawyer. So during the summer work program, he sent out a email to all the members of the Christian Legal Society. And Ms. Betty Duncan, who is a child consultant with Child Practices, responded. And I interned with her during the summer and got to watch her and Mr. Lamoya in trial and learn the trade of being a child consultant and being a lawyer. And then she recommended me to Richard A. Riles, who owns the Riles firm, and I've been interning there.
And you're currently there now?
Pardon?
You're currently there now.
Yes.
And how is that, how does that support where you're going in the future?
It gives me all kinds of opportunities. I can't begin to start thanking Urban Youth Impact for all they've done for me, because it's made part of my dreams come true. I'm interning now. There's not many people that you find at 16 years old that's interned with a lawyer already. So it's just helped me build my resume and to get me on track to where I'm going.
Well, I just think it's great. And plus, you also get paid, right?
Right.
Which is a great, and you get paid some good money as well.
Right.
Can you share how much you get paid?
About $150 a week, which is basically $20 an hour.
Wow, see, that's a lot. Listen, audience, $20 an hour. 16 years old, $20 an hour, doing what he loves, and it's setting up the foundation. Well, Emmanuel, I have just loved having you on Block Talk Radio and on Rights to Win for Our Youth, and you truly are that you exemplify that, and I commend you. To say that I'm proud, you know that, and everyone that meets you can see the greatness that you bring, and I am so thankful that you've come here, and I'm so thankful that you've joined me in going forward, and I know that this is going to go far because you truly are that difference maker, that beacon in your community, and you are just at a great place in life now to really make all of your dreams and all of your goals come true, and in the process help so many people. So thank you for being with us, and I look forward to creating more magic with you in the future. And just keep at it, and you know that on my end, this is going to go far, so you have something else to add to your resume.
All right.
Okay, Emmanuel. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Sanju.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been Emmanuel and myself on Block Talk Radio on Rise to Win. Go to www.rise2win.com and join the movement. We're not going anywhere because we are here to make a difference. Rise to Win for our youth, because our youth are not only the future, they are here with us now, and we must equip them with everything they need to be successful and to be the leaders they can be. Until Monday.